First class trip across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about and I'm loud, cause I found another sound, and I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a reel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst for this build. You know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go. Yeah, KMWO, kick is matter world order, man, y'all already know. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to the Kickers Matter Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, the be-all and end-all of fantasy football, allegedly. Allegedly I am. So, how are we all doing this week, boys? Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm all right. If you boys weren't doing this during the intro, then what the fuck is wrong with you? Got that little kind of bot to it, isn't it?
Mine just lags. I don't know really.
Mine doesn't.
You know, don't really know what's up with mine, but it just lags. But anyway, Richard, Mr. Big Deal, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Got some stuff.
I'm stopping you there, Rich, because first off, you're not a big fucking deal.
That's true.
So you are Whaley. That is what you are, and who you are is Whaley. And from now on, you will only be called Whaley. Mr. Big Deal, you're not even close to being a big deal, as much as you want to be.
I mean,
as
I
much as
really,
you want to be. You want to be up here when you're kind of down there.
We call you Mr. Happy, though, so surely it works.
Yeah, that's fair. That is a good point.
No.
Well made.
No, he's Whaley. He's always Whaley.
I would say I'm a big deal in spreadsheets. So, speaking of which, got the auction draft tool live as part of our draft kit on kingfantasysports.com. If you've not used it, then you're missing out. It's really good.
Don't mention auction drafts to me.
My advice to you, Jack, would be to not be in one where you've got 58,000 rounds with massive long timers.
Yeah, true.
That would be my advice.
I'm just going to call everyone. So, Robert, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Jackal.
Thank you. I want to be known as the be-all and end-all, please. That's what I want to be known as from now on. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I've had a big week. Had a massive dynasty draft in my home league. Managed to secure, I think it was 7 first-round picks in the end. And yeah, drafted one hell of a team for that. So, been an exciting week. Had 4 drafts on the go. It's been busy. Yeah, good week.
Yeah, we managed to get our Campus to Canton NFL side wrapped up this week, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that was good fun. I'm very happy with my team.
Yeah, I am. I'm delighted with it. So there's a lot of trog teams, actually. But yeah, going to be setting up the college side of things tonight after the podcast. So that'll be good to get that going for the weekend.
Yeah. Evening, Kev.
Evening, Kev.
What's Clyde Edwards-Helaire's fantasy outlook for the rest of the season, then, boys? Are we buying in tonight?
A little bit higher than Kadarius Toney for me personally. I don't like either. I'm not a massive fan of either player personally. But as long as anyone is happy with whatever trades they do, whoever they get, then go for it. But Kev, you could have drafted Toney. Could he not? Was Toney draftable for Kev?
Don't think so.
My bad. Whoever not didn't draft Toney. No, Kev.
We'll move on. So tonight we are going to do a dynasty mock draft with the rookies involved in it. Jamie has done a little video that we all had to watch earlier, which was really fun. Oh, I really enjoyed watching that. Like, thank you, Jamie. I'm glad you picked me first, actually, so I didn't have to go through the rest of it.
I'm really glad that I had to do it. I just didn't want anyone to pick where they wanted to.
What you should have done...
Jack always picks the 101 otherwise.
I hate being the 101. I like being at the back end of the board. I like being at the 110, somewhere like that.
Yeah, 110, that's the sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot for me, yeah. What you should have done, Jamie, is done some conditions, like zero RB and things like that. Hi, Mrs. Richard.
Yeah. She's just going to the east wing of the house, so.
AKA the toilet. So Jack, I did think about doing little stipulations like that, but we've got God knows how many months until the season starts. We've got plenty of time to do that.
We do. And Rob, I know you. Do you want to talk about your tight end? Is it a tight end sleeper you've got for taxi squash or something?
Yeah, I'll do it now. I need to go to the toilet.
Do that now, and then we'll move on to the dynasty mock.
All right. Well, I just wanted 5 minutes to talk about, because I'm doing all these dynasty drafts. With taxi squads involved, people need to know what players to pick up to put on that taxi squad. And the one position that eludes everyone every year is the tight end, because there's three or four worldy tight ends and the rest are all pretty much in the same garbage heap. So I do go into tight ends quite a lot, and it's one thing that I've always been...
That is being cropped and perfect. I'm going to record that, and I'm just going to send you that on Twitter every single day. Well, I get into tight ends quite a lot.
I research tight ends a lot. I called George Kittle on his rookie year. I called Darren Waller when the year he broke up. I do like to dig into them. And this year I've got a list of five, and they're all taxi squad eligible. These are players that probably won't be drafted. If you look through once you've done your dynasty drafts, they're probably on the free agency. Three of them are rookies. Two of them are second years. Go for the rookies first. Kylan Granson from Indianapolis. I spoke about him before. He's not a fullback. Don't listen to Jamie Byram. He's a H-back. He played the role that is set behind the O-line next to the quarterback, and he is a weapon. Indianapolis need a weapon from the tight end position. He'll deliver. I'm sure he will. The second tight end I want to talk about is a really deep sleeper. This is for people who are in two tight end leagues or in two tight end premiums like I'm in. A rookie called Tony Pollyann. He got his undrafted free agent for the Ravens. 6'7", former quarterback, very much like Logan Thomas coming out of college. He's just going to be an end zone target for Lamar Jackson. Might not get much usage in the first year, but he will be an end zone target. It's huge. He's like Mo Ali Cox. So if you're playing in deep leagues, he's worth a stash on your taxi. The third rookie I want to bring up is Trey McKitty. I wrote an article before the draft with perfect landing spots for tight ends, and I put Trey McKitty to the Chargers. He's a really good tight end. He didn't play much in college. He was injured a little bit, but he's got all the weapons, all the tools to be really good in the NFL. The two second-year players I just want to quickly mention, Cole Kmet from the Bears. He's still on a lot of draft boards because he wasn't picked up last year. He should be picked up. He had a really good end to the season. The last five games of the season, he had over 35 receiving yards, started to get more into that, into the offense, started to be used more. Obviously, we know they've got a new quarterback coming to town. Hopefully, he's going to be utilized even more. And the last player I'll just quickly mention is Thaddeus Moss, second-year player out LSU. He was originally picked up as a UDFA from the Washington football team. he wasn't playing. He was injured. He got a nasty knee injury, I think, and sat out most of the season on the IR. Didn't get a chance, got dropped, got picked up by the Bengals. And he's now back with his quarterback from college in Joe Burrow. They had a good relationship, a good rapport at LSU 2019. He was utilized loads. I think, you know, there's an opportunity for him to break into that team. There's no tight end really other than Uzomah. So I like the outlook for him. Exactly. There's an opportunity there for a tight end. And Thaddeus Moss and Joe Burrow have got history. So that's what, just five names just to keep names, to keep your eyes on for taxi squads. I'm not saying these are going to definitely break out, but they're players that are ideal for sitting on your taxi squad because one of them might well break out. I like Thaddeus Moss this year. I think it'll be him.
I can't wait for all these trade offers I'm about to get.
You forget Tim Tebow, not obviously taxi squad. I'd be looking personally to blow about 70% of my fab budget, particularly if you're in leagues.
You're not getting him in any leagues I'm in with you, then 70 ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah, particularly if you're in leagues that that I play in with you. So if you could just put in those bids, that'd be great.
Look, you shouldn't blow your load on the tight end.
Well, I don't know what stag do's you've been on, Rob, but
I'm done now.
Well.
You don't get this anywhere else.
No, you won't. Right. Moving on. Just a quick one for me. I know. I think all four of us probably commission leagues. I don't know about you, Richard. Have you commissioned any leagues?
Yeah, I commissioned a fair few, including the UKFL.
I know you
was coming. That was like a perfect send-off for Rich to go.
Fair play. All right, you do. So we all commission leagues in here, and I'm just a bit. I don't know. I'm at a stage in my fantasy football life at the minute. I've kind of had enough of it, to be honest.
One second, because we've missed something. Welcome to the Robbie Aguayo corner, where it's either a hit or a miss. Jack, what have you got? Is it a hit or a miss this week?
It's definitely a miss. I love fantasy football, and it's one of my little hobbies. And yeah, it's a sad little hobby, but I enjoy it quite a lot. But what I haven't enjoyed this year is running the leagues. There's been a lot of my leagues, either people just been inactive or not setting lineups during the season. I've had to chase money on days that, most of my leagues I make pay up before the NFL draft, which I don't think is unreasonable because most of our rookie drafts either kick off before or after it. But I always put that note out in January. It's just a little thing for commission. It just fucks me off. Just show your commissioners some respect.
Yeah, that's fair.
Preach.
No, just all round. I just, and there's some absolute cockwombles in this community. End of.
Shame.
I could think of like five, maybe.
If you want to have a little snidey dig at me, then come and have a dig at me. You know where I am on Twitter. So if you want to have a little snidey dig, don't do it behind my back. Do it to my face. Pricks.
All right, Jack, next time just fucking DM me, okay?
Mate, I said I was going to go there tonight and I have, and we'll move on because I don't want to put the podcast in there. I just show you commissioner's respect. I'm not having to dig anyone in particular there. I'm just all round people. Everyone running leagues is hard, and all of us in here run multiple leagues. We don't just run one. And we run them with good intentions. We do the best things that we think are the best decisions for the league all round. And, just show your commissioners some respect at the end of the day.
I think what not a lot, some fantasy football players don't understand what goes into running a league.
Yep.
And the time that is spent sorting out little details during the season is not so much. In the off season, it's a little bit more, but it's just understand that it's not like, oh, I just go and press this, then that, then that, then I'm done.
Yeah,
and it's, we don't do it to make any money. We don't take any money from our leagues. Well, I know specifically I don't, Jack. I'm pretty certain all of us don't. I know some people do take a yearly thing. Oh, I'm going to commit, but I want 10% of whatever it is. But it's
more really people do that.
I do it because I enjoy it. I run leagues that I don't even play in. I don't do it because I've got so much time on my hands. I do it because, and I know Rich does the same thing for the UKFL, is because we want to make it a good experience for everyone who's playing in the leagues. That's basically it. And I've just woken the baby up, so I'm going to be in deep shit soon.
Oh dear. Let's move on.
I mean, it sounds like a you problem, to be honest, Jamie, but let's move on.
Right, so we are going to do a dynasty mock draft with the rookies. So, Jamie, I'll get it up on screen. There we go. Do you want to explain the settings, etc., where we're picking?
You do that. It's Superflex PPR. 12 team, rookies included, one quarterback, two running back, three wide receiver, a tight end, two flex and a super flex, and I've just chucked 10 bench, but whatever. I'll change it to 8 because I can't be asked for 10. That's basically it, really. I'm picking the 104, Jack is 106, Rob is 111, and Rich is 112. I think it's pretty simple, really. We'll probably talk through why we're picking certain players at certain points as well. So if we need to pause the draft, we can. It's not an issue. But anyone got any questions, boys?
No, I'm...
No, that's good.
Cool, right. I'm interested to see the sleeper API, what it does.
They did update it, I believe.
Yeah, they did. They updated all of the ADPs and everything like that, so it should draft more realistically.
Okay, I've got cool. it as well, sleeper. You've nailed your desktop website now. Thank you.
Good. Ready to start?
Yep.
Let's go.
That seems better already.
Yeah. Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson as the first three off the board, which is quite annoying because I was going to take, I thought Josh Allen might get to me at the 1-4. I think for me, I'm not messing around. I'm going Kyler Murray here.
That's fair. I'm going to not mess around either, but I'm just going to do this to annoy Rich as well.
That's fine.
Alvin Kamara went at 5, Herbert 6, McCaffrey at 7. Jeez.
Barkley at 9.
Prescott. Rob, you are on the clock.
I
would say remember you drafting with here in Superflex leagues.
I'm gonna take my boy.
Okay.
Rob, what I'll tell you is these boys do not play nice.
I know, but it's fine. That's fine.
Jack.
Okay.
Is there any way that you can slowly slide the screen across to cover half of the team one? Or is that not possible? I'll just lean it so we can maybe see Rich, his team.
I don't mind being loud.
Annoyingly, no. That is quite annoying.
Don't worry about it. It's only my team. It's just the winning team. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
We'll share it after. Annoyingly, sorry about that. That is quite annoying.
I am going to go for... I'm going to shoot me play, so I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not going to... I'm going to stack Adams as well. There you go.
And it's
Old
back to Rob.
You've got to get at least one in, because I'll tell you, James will be out. Otherwise, Jefferson smashes it just to be...
Jefferson awesome. Went 2-4.
Yeah. Then Chubb.
Nick Chubb, 2-5.
I'm going to take another quarterback, because I'm going to draft how I would normally draft in the Superflex League. And me and Jamie draft very similar. And Rich is right. We are both absolute arseholes in the Superflex League.
Just at that point, Rob, just to let you know, just at the point where you think they won't take another quarterback, they'll take another quarterback.
Yeah. That's fine. Absolutely fine.
I've got two very young quarterbacks here. I'm very happy with my quarterback room there.
Oh, yeah, I did forget this is Dynasty, so that's gone well.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine. I'm in win now.
Win now, mate. Yeah. Right, just trade Aaron Rodgers for Ryan Fitzpatrick. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I'm taking Trevor Lawrence there. Okay. Stephon Diggs, Travis Kelce, Aaron Jones, Hopkins, AJ Brown, Cam Akers, and it's back to me again.
He's not going to take on the quarterback here, Kingy.
Right, you've never played in the Superflex League, Jamie. I think there was one league where me and him drafted six quarterbacks each in the first six rounds or something like that.
That's a punt. I'm taking Deshaun Watson. I think 3-4 there. If he starts half the season, I think I'm good.
I'm going to go for a running back here.
You pussy.
I'm going to draft my RB1, Antonio Gibson. I love Antonio Gibson this year. And future.
Swift, Kittle, Dobbins, Lamb. You're on the clock, Rob. Where are you going, buddy?
I'm going to go running back just because...
I'm warning you, Jamie will make you trade two of these running backs for one quarterback and probably picks.
I'm taking Najee Harris. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to gamble on the young to star.
Interesting. Rich?
That's a little bit annoying because he was literally the guy I was going to go for.
Rich, I'm just warning you, mate. I'm just warning you. Look at what the quarterbacks are there now. Now, just imagine what they're going to be when they come back to you.
I'm fully aware of that. This is why I hate being on the turning in with you guys. Because, like, no, I feel like I just have to draft one because it's just going to be rank afterwards otherwise. All right, I'm going to go.
What are your thoughts?
I'm going Carson Wentz.
He's going Carson Wentz.
And I'm going to take another QB, so I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the time. So I'm going to go Trey Lance
here. Oh, I was going to go Trey Lance just to piss these two off.
Well, I thought I'd go Trey Lance because I can afford to just sit him now because I think I've got Rodgers and Wentz, who I think will give me decent production.
So you've got a quarterback who's going to be injured and Aaron Rodgers who's going to retire. That's going to work out well.
So Zeke
at 4.3. I'm sorry, that's silly.
In my defence, when I did my first round selections, I did momentarily forget it was Dynasty.
I'm going to take another running back here, and this will piss Jamie off.
Nah.
Austin Eckler.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking running back.
Jamie's just got the QB page open.
True story. I actually did my I finished my projections this week, I think. Well, my first round of them anyway. And where did I have Eckler? I had him as RB16.
Wow.
Whoa.
He'll be around that for me. I'm not a massive Eckler fan.
The thing is, for me, I just think, like, I've got him having a decent target share. It's just the rush attempts, I'm not sure if they'll be there.
So I'm doing my projections slightly different this year again. I'm going to go for percentages, target shares, and that. I do it based on stats, but I'm going to go for percentage anyway. It doesn't matter.
You know, in the draft kit, Rob, that you have access to, there's a projections tool in there, the one that I use, which has starts from the top down. So while Jamie makes his pick, I'll just explain it for everyone. Yeah. So I basically work from a standpoint of knowing or guessing how the plays are going to be called, like how many plays that head coach or offensive coordinator has called previously in their career. And I weight it more heavily towards the more recent years. And from then, you like allocate it out. So you'd say like, you know, Alvin Kamara is going to take 50% of the carries from the backfield, and you split it out like that, and then it tells you what your projection will come out as.
Right.
Okay. The reason why I do it like that is because you can't then be biased and think, oh, well, this quarterback's going to throw 4,000 yards in this, because actually I've had to split it out according to the receivers and what I think they're going to get.
Yeah, see, I do it slightly differently. I do it through the quarterback. So I project what yardage I think the quarterback is going to throw, a ballpark, and then I spit it out percentage-wise to the, all the receivers and do it that way. But same product. We get to the same end point, I guess.
Yeah.
I've just locked up, well, just sorted out a running back room there of Antonio Gibson, Austin Ekeler, and Miles Sanders. I'm quite happy with that.
I'm going to pause this after seven rounds and we can have a quick look at all the teams.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, Rob.
I like Baker.
I like it.
Coming in for resurgence. I should have taken him there, though, because that was silly, because Rich has got three quarterbacks, so I could have actually waited for Baker Mayfield on the way back, to be quite honest. I should have done that. That was stupid.
Yeah, you definitely could have.
Yeah.
But thank you for not.
You should always pay attention in your draft.
I'm going to take Javonte Williams here.
Yeah, and that was my pick. Yeah.
And then,
for fuck's sake.
And then I'm kind of undecided between a few guys here. So I'm kind of, so I'll talk out loud, because like I'm not, these players aren't going to come back to me. I'm thinking between Josh Jacobs, just because I think he'll get volume. It's not going to be sexy. I'm not going to feel happy about it, but he should just get solid volume. Kareem Hunt, this is PPR, right? So he's worth something. But
I love Hunt around here.
I think the guy that I'm hovering over more did well out of the draft, and I know they've said they're going to have a battle.
Miles Gaskin or Mike Davis?
Yes, Mike Davis.
Oh. Yuck.
I just don't see...
You took Jacob. I mean, sorry, Rob. Rich.
I mean, they're saying that they're going to have an open battle. I just don't see how they are. So...
They're bringing someone else in, I guarantee.
I've got a bit of a theme going on with my team, and it's very young, which I quite like. So I'm going to draft a tight end.
Other than Wilson, mine is quite young as well.
So I've took Kyle Pitts.
See, in all honesty, I'd much rather be in the middle, because I feel like at the end, like some of my picks are almost being forced for me. Like on the turn of doing, I didn't have to go two QBs, like three and four, but I had to choose one.
Yep.
That's why I don't really like being at the ends. But
I'm solidified. Oh, this is tricky. I want a running back, but there's two I want. I'm just going to take the second one if I get back. If it gets back to me, I'm looking wide receiver here. I've solidified my quarterbacks. I'm not looking at Judy, even though the age Claypool. It's tricky.
I read an article. To tell you boys, I read an article on Claypool. He's a bit of a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Was it a knucklehead comment? Jesus. I don't know what I'd be doing if I owned him. I think he'd be a bit of a sell for me.
I'm taking Cooper Kupp.
When I say knucklehead, I'm talking like Martavis Bryant knucklehead. He's a bit like that. So, I do have worries with Chase Claypool.
Sorry, mate. My dog's a massive Claypool fan.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, sorry, but we gathered that.
I'm looking at two running backs here. I think the situation. One of them's Miles Gaskin, but there's something about the Miami backfield that I'm just not sure about.
Yeah.
So I think I'm taking someone. I don't think that it's going to be massive for PPR, but I'm expecting them to kind of put the load on him this year. It's Damian Harris.
Yeah.
I didn't put, I saw Devontae Smith. I was like, I didn't put, and then I realized it was an 8th pick. Damian Harris. I quite like him this year. Again, volume, I think.
Yeah. I'd agree.
I'm going to solidify my QB position now. This is where I do go older, and I'm going to go with a stack with Kyle Pitts.
Matt Ryan. There you go.
Yeah, that's good there.
Gives me a solid QB that I know is going to not really let me down as well.
He's there for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's going to throw the ball 700 times.
Lying on his back for majority of it, but yeah, he'll be there.
Oh, God. Isabel's crying again.
So we've got all of us got three quarterbacks each now.
Well, I didn't think that Miles Gaskin would fall all this way. So now I feel like I need to take him. Yeah, okay, fine, trap, whatever. And then I think I'm going to go for... I mean, tight end is a bit meh, so I might just take shots later. QB, I don't really need one.
Who cares if you need one?
Who cares if you need one? Just take another one. Just why are you being difficult about it, Richard? being such a Richard. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to. I feel so crap about this. All right, I'm going to go Chase Edmonds.
Ugh.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel like it's just meh, but I'm feeling that I can. With those four, I can paste something together at that position for the season.
Rich, we've been in this situation with you and running backs before in drafts.
Mate, those I'm not feeling super confident, but I can paste something together with those.
So yeah. Rob took another quarterback, Zach Wilson. So Rob's now got four quarterbacks, which is nice.
Then Debo Samuel after this round.
Mark Andrews, Melvin Gordon, and Phelan went. I'm going to take my first wide receiver here, and it's Jamie's boy, Tyler Lockett.
I wasn't going to take him because I had Chris Carson.
Right.
What's my team like? I could do with a running back. Oh, quarterback, though. Oh, quarterback. No.
He's only got the quarterback page open, I'm telling you.
Well, he gave it all his mouth, and here I am sitting with more quarterbacks than all of you.
No, that's fine, Rob.
Fair, he doesn't draft. He normally plays very horrible.
In all honesty as well, Rob, I'd argue you've got three and one that just hands the ball off to his running back.
And also, I'm never drafting from 1-4-2-9-3-4-4-9-5-4-6-9-7-4. I'm never in that position. I'm trading all over the place. I'm going to go with Will Fuller. 1 year contract with the Dolphins. Yeah. And
The computer sniped me, damn it.
Well, before we do that, I'm going to pause the draft for everyone.
I just saw someone who, like, I think we spoke about him actually, Jamie, during the off season. What a fall for grace for James Robinson.
Yeah.
Eighth round.
But I was looking at him potentially for my next pick just to tag up with Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
I think Robinson will be fine this year. I don't think he's getting the workload that he got last year, but I think he'll be fine for fantasy this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should be okay.
Yeah. At this current ADP, I mean, as well.
I think a lot of people be disappointed because they're going to season with expectations of what he did last year.
Yep.
No, definitely. Just looking at kind of your teams, boys. So, Jack, just tell us what your first eight picks were.
So I went Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Antonio Gibson, Austin Eckler, Miles Sanders, Kyle Pitts, Matt Ryan, and Tyler Lockett.
I like that. I really do.
Yeah, I like it. It's very young. Obviously, you've got Matt Ryan in there and Tyler Lockett to a certain degree, but the rest of it is quite young. My running backs are all young. If I'm going to go running back early, it's kind of how I like to build a dynasty team. I like to get my young running backs in rather than getting the veteran ones.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm fairly happy for a super flex as well. I've got three QBs. I'm locked down there. I've got Herbert, who was brilliant last year. I've got Burrow as well, who can only improve. And hopefully the Bengals do something with their O-line next year. Matt Ryan's the steady Eddie kind of thing. I know what I'm going to get out of Matt Ryan. And like you said, Jamie, it's what, 2 years we're going to get out of that?
You're going to get 2 years out of Matt Ryan. Easy.
Kyle Pitts is a generational talent, whether you like it or not. I don't agree with the Falcons taking him where they did in the actual NFL draft, but he's a generational talent. And so Tyler Lockett's, it's a solid player. You kind of know what you're going to get from Tyler Lockett week to week.
Yeah. Rob, tell us your team, mate, and kind of what you think about it.
Yeah, so I went similar to Jack with the young running backs. I picked up Jonathan Taylor, obviously being a Colts fan and a big Jonathan Taylor fan. That he's always going to be up there for me. Najee Harris is a bit of a dart throw because we're not sure what he's going to be like in the NFL, being a rookie. But we've all seen him at college, how good he is and how he excelled at college. And he's got such a vast skill set. I'm looking forward to seeing him. So I'm happy with that pick. And I came back with Josh Jacobs in the sixth round. I felt that was a bit of a tier after Josh Jacobs was a bit of a tier jump. And I think the board agrees with me because we only saw two more running backs come off the board in the next 20 picks. So I think I did all right there with Jacobs. And I've gone quarterback heavy. I've got Wilson as my sort of solid vet. You know, we know he's good for fantasy. Justin Fields should be good for fantasy. He uses his legs and has got a good arm. Good situation in Chicago. Baker Mayfield, I'm still on the Baker train. I still think he can be good. And Zach Wilson, bit of a dart throw, but he's young. And if he takes off, then I've got a solid quarterback in the eighth round. And I have picked up Juju Smith-Schuster as my first wide receiver off the board. I'm not a massive fan of Juju, but he's going to be utilized. He's still super young. I think he's only like 23 or 24, isn't he? So, you know, he's still got plenty of years left in the tank. So, yeah, that's where I'm at the moment.
And Rich, tell us about your redraft team.
Yeah, so what I did was I forgot it was Dynasty in the first round. So what I did was I went Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams.
It's a solid stack.
It's a solid stack for like the next, like, you know, 2 years, maybe, assuming that Jeopardy don't get involved. Then I went, oh shit, better do something young at quarterback. So I grabbed Carson Wentz, who I think we'll have a much better season behind that O-line. I mean, how can you not, really? And Trey Lance, who I think will be really, you know, a bit of a beast for fantasy. Then what I did was I threw up in my mouth and went for and started doing some running backs just because, you know, when you've drafted badly to start with, just double down on some mediocre running backs. That's generally my advice. So I picked up Javonte Williams, who massive upside.
It's not this year.
If I get to the playoffs, he'll win them for me. Anyway, and then Mike Davis. I took Myles Gaskin and Chase Edmonds. Out of those three, I'm kind of hoping I'll have. Out of those four, even I'm hoping I'll have something to like paste for my two running back positions. If not, I'll just like deny, reaccuse. So
remember, we can start. In this four running backs, obviously in the two flex, five if you wanted super flex, but no one is. My team, I started with Kyler at the 1-4, came back with Trevor Lawrence. Third round, took Deshaun Watson. It was a bit of a punt, really. Might not be for this year, more looking down the road. I think getting a top five dynasty quarterback in the third round in the super flex is, I can't turn that down. Fourth round, I went Travis Etienne. Kind of a lot of the running backs were off the board who I would have quite liked, but that's my fault because I took three quarterbacks. So I took one with big upside, especially for PPR. Came back with Chris Carson, my boy. I was never leaving the draft without him. Cooper Kupp in the sixth round. I've got him loads and loads of my team. So again, he's kind of one of my boys. Then Damien Harris, who I really quite like, and Will Fuller, who I think is underrated. He's missing a game this year, but he's on a one-year contract with Miami. I think one good year and he gets a big contract somewhere else. Let's resume the draft because it's on me, isn't it, for the ninth round. Where am I going to look here? So I've got three running backs, three quarterbacks, two wide receivers. I'm looking at potentially going wide receiver. We're running back again here. But there isn't anything that's like stands out to me. So I'm just going back to the well. I'm not going to screw around here. I'm going quarterback. And I'm going to go with who I believe is a very, very solid quarterback in Derek Carr. So I get four quarterbacks. That'll do me for the moment.
For the moment.
AJ Dillon goes the team number five. Who is going to? Who has one quarterback so far? Okay, on to you, Jack. Who are you thinking? Kind of. What players are you thinking about?
I've been having a look around this board actually. I'm going to take another running back here, and I'm going to take a rookie. This is a rookie running back who I believe will thrive under Kyle Shanahan. It's Trey Sermon.
You love Trey Sermon.
Hold on, I thought that you were all on.
No. I believe he can fry. But what I'm saying is, with Kyle Shanahan, he's made running backs out of people like Alfred Morris.
Team Nine stole my pick.
And at the end of the day, that is my fourth running back. And again, sticking to my theme with the running backs, they're young.
Yeah. I think Earl Jones at 9-10 is quite nice. Dallas got it. Rich, what are you thinking, buddy?
You're not worried about Zach Ertz still there?
They're shocking.
I think he's been shipped, mate. I don't think he'll be there week one. I'm not worried at all.
Yeah, but he is dropping in drafts. Like, let's just say he landed somewhere. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a tight end.
Like the Colts.
Yeah. But seriously, the Colts would be a good landing spot.
No, it won't, because it'll kill my Kylan Granson love. So, not the Colts.
It would be a good... Yeah, but it's only going to be a one-year deal, isn't it? It's going to be a one-year deal.
It would be. And we were linked to him earlier in the off-season, and I was all for it, because he's a good pass catcher.
That'd be a great spot for fantasy. And so if you watch where he goes in drafts. Like, he goes undrafted. I saw him go undrafted in one the other day.
Look, let's be honest. We all know where the hell Zach Ertz is going to go, and he's going to end up in bloody Baltimore.
No, New England.
Or Chicago.
But nonetheless, it frees up Goddard, so I'm happy.
Where are you going, Rich?
I'm going to go for my guy.
Michael Pittman. I was going to take Michael Pittman where I took Sermon just to annoy you.
It wouldn't annoy me, but this might annoy you, so let's just do that to annoy Jack.
No, it doesn't annoy me at all.
That annoys me.
Bateman's worth multiple first round picks if you get the right person. So.
Yeah.
Where are you looking, Rob? Here?
If you get the right person, Rich, you can trade. You can trade the Sean Watson for Ryan Fitzpatrick if you get the right person.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted Chenault to fall and he didn't. I wanted Pittman to fall to this pick and he hasn't. So me. I'm just going to leave wide receiver alone for a minute and I'm going to play a bit of a. I'm going to have a dirty pick here. I'm going to go for DJ just because look, they're going to be so shite. They're going to have to dump the ball off and why not? It's PPR.
It's volume as well, isn't it? Like, it's just a volume play. Yeah. Like, I quite liked him last year in drafts because people were saying, like, allowing him to fall to where I thought his like kind of floor was, I guess.
Yeah. I'm going to do a bit of a dirt here as well. Again, I've got tons of shares of this player across leagues.
Can we take the table down?
Yeah. My pick is going to be the Texans wide receiver one.
Brandon Cooks. Love it.
Yep.
Absolutely love it in the 10th.
Good value. Very good value.
Kenyon Drake went the 10-8. I was lucky because I wasn't really, really looking at him. I think I've got to go wide receiver here. And then I'll look at who's available. We've got Corey Davis, Marquise Brown, Gallup, Robbie Anderson. I know Jack would take Robbie Anderson here, Devontae Parker. I'm going to.
Can you see why I left it? Because there's not a great cast.
It's
of
a bit murder, isn't it? Now
there's some good value later on. So
I'm staking Rondale Moore, stacking Kyler Murray, Corey Davis, shit. Tony Pollard, Marquise Brown, Michael Gallup, Mostert, Robbie Anderson. It's back to me. Now I'm in a position.
Team Freeze is really well in Flex League, isn't it? Actually, the first three teams are going to do really well in the Super Flex League.
Yeah, they're screwed. I'm looking at running back here. I've got three. I want another. I could quite happily just take my boy Gus Edwards. There's just something about James Connor. It's really annoying me because I think he'll be the RB1 in Arizona. No, I think he'll be all right. Oh, decisions.
Jamie, when was the last time that James Connor played all of the games in a season?
When was the last time Julio Jones played all the games this season? It doesn't matter.
Kind of,
he had cancer. Give him a break.
Kind of does running back though, especially if you're not like a top elite talent. So even the weeks that you're getting aren't great.
Let me put it this way: James Connor's, I think the last season or whatever, he had 150 touches. That's the lowest he's ever seen. Last year was the most that. Chase Edmonds
you
ever seen.
Pause it. You've got 3 seconds left.
No, I'm taking Gus Edwards. Oh. Who am I kidding?
I'm the Henry guys. I'm going to take another quarterback.
Good.
And they've just picked up his fifth year option as well. So
Sam Darnold,
young again. So, and having the best weapons that he's ever had in his career this year.
Robert Tonyan went the 11-8, Rigo went 11-7, James Connor 11-9, Tariq Cohen the 11-10, and Rob, what are you thinking, kind of team-wise? What position are you looking at?
Well, I've got to go wide receiver. I've only got Juju, so I need to back up my wide receivers here. There's a couple of ones that I'm all right about. I'm going to take Devontae Parker just because I still think he's the out-and-out wide receiver one. Jalen Waddle's a slot guy. I think to start with. So Will Fuller, Will Fuller might take some things, but I think Devontae Parker's a solid pick.
Where are you looking here, Rich?
It's feeling pretty gross about everything, to be fair.
Stop looking at your team.
I was actually just looking at my belly. just thinking, do I go for Todd Gurley here or...
or the 19th round.
Yeah, or do I just let him go undrafted? Well, it's tough.
You're looking wide receiver here, yeah?
I don't really know, because I feel like there's more receivers that I'm kind of happy taking a bit later. So, I mean, in a super flex league like this, if in doubt, then I'm probably just going to take a quarterback and then just work it out later. But where? Okay. I can't find my guy.
You got 20 seconds.
Famous Jameis.
I like that. It's a good punt. Followed up by
a player to be decided upon. I'm thinking that I'm going to go tight end, so I don't have to kind of worry about it. And I think...
Are you taking him? I think you're going to take your love of last season.
No, I'm not taking him. I think I'm going to go Irv Smith. I think at some point he's going to get reception. I know at the moment, like everyone in the off season, like got really excited about him because Kyle Rudolph left, but he's still like the fourth option at best on that offense with Dalvin Cook. Thielen Jefferson, but Thielen's no spring chicken. So at some point, that's going to transition over to Irv. And I think even if it doesn't, he's probably okay to start in fantasy this year. So,
yeah.
I'm going to take a wide receiver here and give me another young wide receiver who impressed last year. Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, I always like to like pair my wide receivers with like Andy Dalton, if at all.
Justin Fields, mate.
I don't know if you saw it,
but the Bears like tweeted out something earlier in the off season saying that he was their starter. So
don't give a fuck, Justin Fields.
Social media teams don't lie, for a fact. Never happened.
Really?
No, Rich, never happens.
Richard,
so.
Don't give a fuck.
Now I'm looking tight end here. You got Austin Hooper, Logan Thomas, Blake Jarwin, Cole Kmet.
I quite like Austin Hooper this year. Yeah. He's someone who's been having a lot of best ball leagues very late on. I kind of like him. I think he's going to score quite a few touchdowns this year.
There's too many bad.
Yeah, that's my kind of thought. I'm torn between two here, either Cole Kmet or Logan Thomas. And mainly because Ryan Fitzpatrick's throwing the ball. So I'm going with old man Logan Thomas here. Over Cole Kmet. Naheem Hines went, then Austin Hooper, Mac Jones, Mattison, Lindsay, Kenneth Gainwell, and back to me.
Team one finally getting their second quarterback.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, can I get my fifth? Is the question. Oh, there's Chad Kelly.
Right next to KJ Costello.
Oh, yeah. So what have I got? Four running backs. I've got three wide receivers. I really should probably go wide receiver here, but there is a running back I quite like. I'm going to go wide receiver. Marvin.
It's Marvin Jones. He's on the Jags now, isn't he?
Yeah. That could be another stack for me.
That could be very nice for Trevor Lawrence.
Joe, I'm looking here and everything says to me Jameson Crowder, because even if the Jets release him, he's going somewhere and he's going to be all right.
Get released by the Jets.
I hope he does.
Yeah, he is.
They'll
save a buttload in the cap, I think, in June the 1st.
They'll get rid of their best wide receiver. It's nuts.
Corey Davis? No, they've just got him, mate.
No, it's definitely not Corey fucking Davis. I'm taking Jameson Crowder because I reckon he ends up on the Titans, and the Titans need a wide receiver. Plus, he's a PPR monster wherever he goes. It's basically just a team of my guys who I like. Fuck everything else.
That's
the idea of fantasy, isn't it?
I assume you missed the off-season signing of Josh Reynolds to the Titans then, Jamie?
And they drafted
man, if only I'd known, I still would have picked Jameson Crowder.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Josh Reynolds actually kept Cooper Kupp on the sidelines for two snaps. So, practically elite.
Where are you thinking, Jack?
I'm going to go, kind of need to stick with wide receiver here. Don't really want to, but kind of need to. I'm just going to take a punt here on a rookie, and it's the situation.
It's the situation, isn't it, that
he's going into. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about him instead of Crowder, and I thought, I've already got Rondell Moore. I don't want another one.
Can we just also just take a minute to congratulate that St. Brown family on how they named their children, and also just how epic their dad is? That's all. Move along.
Paris Campbell, Rob, that was obvious.
I've just seen Team 8 thinks they're playing in a tight end premium league by the looks of it.
Team 9 loves New York Jets wide receivers.
Who doesn't? Let's be honest. I don't even know if I should do this. This feels really not like a good idea. So I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Nah, it doesn't feel like a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, probably won't.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, probably won't. Right. What am I going to go for? I'm probably going to go for receiver here. And I'm going to go for Mecole Hardman. And I don't know why. And I don't know why I did that.
You sounded really excited about that pick.
Yeah, as I did it, I was like, I don't know if I'm happy. But like, I feel like he's going to be the opposite side with Tyreek Hill. You know, Sammy Watkins obviously left in the offseason.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Robinson, he's not that guy. So I don't know. I could have someone there who really breaks out and is tied to a great quarterback. So don't feel too bad about that. Then I'm going to go for I'm going to go for Cole Kmet. I give myself two youngish tight ends who I should be able to, as I say, should be able to piece something together at the tight end position and both have an opportunity to really break out this season. So
cool. Well, where are you looking, mate?
I'm going to go for the upside, as Jack sold it to me.
Chubba Hubbard went 14-3, McKissick 14-4, Kirk, Rashard Penny, and over to you, Jack.
I'm running back here, and this is a what if something happens.
Someone's taking Jamal.
He's a very solid running back. We've seen Marlon Mack produce in the NFL. So if something happens, that is a massive pick here, really. Jamie.
I'm lucky. Yeah, it's quite lucky because I'm taking Jamal Williams. I think he's got a role. I think he's got a good role in Detroit. Higbee went, then Drew Locke, Hayden Hurst, Latavius Murray, Sony Michel, Taysom Hill.
It's a solid second quarterback, that. The team three.
Second tight end, isn't it? I'm taking another wicked wide receiver here. I'm taking Terrace Marshall.
I was going
to
take
really it. Really like that. Ebron went next. And over to you, Jack.
Over to me. I'm just going to take another wide receiver here. And it's nothing sexy, but I kind of know what I'm getting.
Yeah, love it. Keyshawn Vaughn, Marvin Jones, Tevin Coleman, OJ Howard, and Rob, where are you looking now, buddy?
I was going to grab Tevin Coleman because he was the last remaining starting running back.
He's not starting.
Yes, he is. I'll fight you in a car park. He is. He's starting.
That's fine.
Rob will lose.
Oh, man, that stumped me here.
Now we're kind of getting to the draft point in the draft where you're looking at punts, but you're also looking at players that you want on your team that you like as well. Now's a good opportunity.
Well, you're looking at safe guys like what I just picked there. Like I picked Cole Beasley. It's just, I kind of know what you're going to get without Cole Beasley week to week.
Yeah. No, I totally.
There's loads of good receivers that I like later on, so I'm gonna punt with Ramondre at running back.
And then try and trade him when he scores that inevitable, like Mike Gillisley game where he has like 4 yards, 5 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't massive on Stevenson coming out of college, but if he has that blunt role for the Patriots, then, you know, let's be honest, the Patriots backfield is not a tough one to get through. There's no outstanding player there. So if he does well,
Damian Harris.
If you're getting about
Sony Michel, he's not outstanding, is he?
What about Sony Michel? His single knee is absolutely incredible. I just feel gross. There's no way about this. I'm just going to start taking shots, I think, and go Amari Rodgers. Let's see if he'll do something. You know, that Green Bay have been begging for a second receiver for a while, and maybe he's it. Probably won't be. But yeah,
you never know.
You never know. Might break it out. And then I'm going to go just because sometimes you're not sure where you're going to go. And this guy at home in those three games he played a season, absolutely outstanding.
Big Ben.
Picking him up in the 16th round, like on that offense, that's great.
Yeah.
Like all of the risk is baked in. So,
yeah.
Into that price, so I'm good.
I like that. Rob, what are you looking at, mate?
I'm throwing up in my mouth because I'm going back-to-back Patriots here. I'm going to take... I think he's the wide receiver one still, is he? N'Keal Harry?
Yeah, take him.
I don't know. Like, are you negating Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then, if that's the case.
Is he young? He's a first round pick.
I'm going to take a. No, yeah. I don't know if I want to do it now. Ah, screw it. I'm going to take a tight end. I'll stick him in my taxi squad for the year.
Frymuth. Now, Rob, I almost had a little heart attack when you said, I think I'm going to take the Patriots wide receiver one. And then I realized you still haven't taken the Patriots wide receiver one. And he still hasn't come off the board. He's the guy who I was pushing and saying was going to be the Patriots rookie wide receiver that you wanted between him and N'Keal Harry. Give me Jacoby Myers every day of the week. Washington, Kieran Johnson, LaMichael P. Ryan, Sterling Shepard, Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater. Where am I going to look here? So I've got enough wide receivers. I've got enough quarterback. You never have enough quarterbacks. That's the problem. I'm going to take... draft capital, I don't care. I'm taking Kadarius Toney. The 17th round, first round pick. Don't care. It's total draft capital. I'll sit him on my taxi squad. I don't expect much from him in the year one.
Yeah, you did kind of snipe me there because I was going to take him as well.
Not sorry.
Now, where do I go here? This is not...
So you're looking at wide receiver, are you?
Yeah, I'm sort of looking all over the board at the minute.
Are you looking for someone who's kind of safe, or are you looking for a real blow-up potential?
A bit of blow-up, to be honest with this one.
Okay, so I wouldn't recommend Russell Gage because he's going to be, I reckon he's going to be pretty safe.
For Russell Gage.
Top 40 wide receiver last year.
Don't care. Don't care. You can tell me all you like. Don't give a fuck. How long have we got? 30 seconds, fuck. Where am I going here?
I don't know.
Well, you go Deshaun Jackson, don't you? Start him in week one. And then, well, no, because week one he's always decent. So, strategy.
Surely, if you're looking for a big kind of bit boomy, big boom buster, you go John Brown here. Apart from Darren Waller, he's the next best thing pass catcher on the Raiders.
Yeah, it's Derek Carr. I'm going with another Raiders wide receiver, and he's young, Bryan Edwards. I love Bryan Edwards coming out, so that's a bit of my homer pick there.
Darius Slayton, Boston Scott, Preston Williams, the forgotten man in Miami. T.Y. Hilton, on to you, Rob.
The computer sniped Rob. Yeah. T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
This player has been briefly mentioned, and I'm not a massive fan of him either, but simply because there is one pass catcher in Tennessee. I am going to go for Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm looking at what these other teams have done. Team one is in a world of pain. They've got Mahomes and Mac Jones. Team three has got Lamar Jackson, Taysom Hill, and Bridgewater. Team five has got Tua and Jimmy G. These teams are in a world of pain. So I'm going to go for a starting quarterback who we've mentioned several times, but is yet to be drafted. And I'm going to rinse someone in the trade market. Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but he
just traded for Deshaun Watson.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but he went to Harvard, so...
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he's also taking Washington to a Super Bowl this year. 66-1.
I'm gonna go for a running back who I'd kind of like, if the guys in front of him blow up, as we've seen happen quite a few times. Jamar Jefferson.
I just saw Jay. I thought you'd taken my guy because it's exactly the same sort of situation.
Yeah. The thing is, so I didn't take Hawkins because I had Mike Davis, and I don't really want to be taking my own handcuff. I don't like doing that.
I'm sure. going to take another quarterback here, and this is a quarterback we've not seen in the NFL yet. But
Trask.
If the rumors are true, well,
Tim Tebow.
One day, yes, definitely. One day he could be the quarterback of Richard's team.
Yeah, I mean, when they literally said in the press that he has a long way to go in his development, that to me screamed positive. Draft him.
Mate, I'm quite happy. I don't want him to start. I'm quite happy to have him down here where he is.
Fair enough.
Now I'm in a position where I'm looking at either a quarterback or a tight end. Quarterback's available to me. I'm looking at a potentially Davis Mills. Is he still on the board? I believe so.
Davis is still on the board. At Houston.
Jamie.
AJ Costello is still on the board.
Jamie, are you not tempted to take Tyrod?
No.
No?
No. I don't need another quarterback to start now. I'm either looking at Davis Mills, Carl Trask.
I'm only saying it because you've got Watson. So...
But I've also got three other quarterbacks. I don't need Watson to start.
All right, someone's had a shandy.
So I'm either going quarterback or I'm taking who I think is a bit of a steal here. And what do rookie quarterbacks love the most, Jack?
Safety valve.
And what is their safety valve usually?
The tight end.
Chris fucking Herndon, baby.
I made a mistake with my last pick.
I'm never drafting Chris Herndon ever again.
I would like you to take out Jefferson for my last pick, please. I want Gerald Everett.
Oh, that's a lovely pick.
That is a lovely pick there, to be fair. Yeah.
I forgot about him. I mean, you're looking at Shane Waldron, who's been brought over as the OC. He was the Rams pass game coordinator. As soon as free agency started, they went out and they acquired Everett. He's played in that division.
Yeah.
Everett season, baby.
Can I be the first? I don't want to piss on your fire here, mate, but
Big
Willie D.
Okay, so the other 15 games, so I should be okay.
I do love Jared Everett. It's a nice pick there, mate. It's a nice pick. You boys happy with your teams?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Rob, how dirty do you feel taking four quarterbacks in the first eight rounds?
Oh, it feels I feel like a badass.
What my advice would be when you're drafting is remember if you're doing redraft or dynasty.
That was one round, Rich. You cannot blame it.
And then you won't start making tilt picks to try and turn it around and then end up just doubling down on shit.
Okay.
My advice would be to look at the person that you're drafting in front of you on a swing pick, that if they've got three quarterbacks, they're probably not taking another one. And in fact, you can go take your rookie running back that you want.
Yeah. And then you would have made me even more pained, to be fair.
What we'll do is we'll do what we did previously. We'll get cut out so that each of our teams, we'll chuck a poll up. I'm going to guess that Rich's team gets under 6%
of the vote. I mean, you should get more than 6 because I've probably got like that many burner accounts.
Oh, fuck's
sake.
I
don't have that many burner accounts. I've only got access to like 4 Twitter accounts.
I bet you do. I bet you've got a burner account with just your face on it. It says big deal above your head.
So I've got my one. I've got UKFL, King Fantasy Sports, and Roto Baller NFL. Could use that one, couldn't I? I mean, in all fairness, I've drafted my team, and I'm already looking at like trade partners. So, I mean, I'm gonna absolutely rinse Team 9. They got Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady. Some might argue not a single quarterback to go next year. So they're going to get absolutely bent over.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at Jamal Williams and saying I can probably do a really strong trade with Team 12, maybe try and get Trey Lance.
Nah, I doubt it. I'd literally rather finish last than trade with you for Jamal Williams.
That's fine. It will happen.
Well, nah. And that is a cap.
The finishing last bit, I mean. Hey, yeah. You can say hello, Smudge.
Yeah. Can we not see a picture, like, see your cat's ass, please? Can we, yeah.
What are you talking about? You're checking out my pussy.
Fuck's sake. Oh dear. Luckily, people that listen to this via podcast don't get that. So that's brilliant. Boys, have we all had a good week? Richard, we'll start with you. You okay?
Yeah, I've had a good week. Really enjoying content we're putting out as part of our draft kit on King Fantasy Sports. If you've not got it, then we're still on the like pre-launch, pre-pricing, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. So you can get it for $5.99 at the moment. And
we have a code, discount code.
You do have a discount code. But, I mean, what's in there now is I'm not just saying it. Like, I've not seen a draft kit on the market that is better value. Facts. And there's so much more to come as well. So.
Agreed. Rob?
Yeah, I'm going to take 2 weeks off now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like that, is it?
By the way.
He's like, nah, I'm done, mate.
Fuck you guys.
I've got 2 weeks off. Well, I've got a week off work, and I've had such a busy off season doing that freaking draft guide that I'm sick of NFL just for 2 weeks. So I'm going to, go away. And just forget everything, mute all the chats, and see you in a couple of weeks.
Check out a few nice tight ends. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie.
Yeah, I'm all right. My week's been okay. Working, mowing. What else? I've got Fridays to look forward to. I've got Isabel, my day with Isabel. It's Rachel's birthday tomorrow, so I've got to go and get her something.
Amazon Prime Now will deliver within like a 2 hour slot.
I've got a present, but it's not going to turn up for like 4 days apparently. So what can I do?
That old chestnut.
Yeah, it is, because she ordered it. apart from that, it's all good, mate. It's all good.
Good. I'm smashing on my golf content at the minute. I've got some news coming on that. I won't be telling anyone on here tonight, but there is some news coming. Very good news. So you can find us on Twitter at @kickers_matter, and our website is kingfantasysports.com/kickersmatter. Boys, it's been a pleasure. Mr. Big Deal, Mr. Happy Bollocks. I'm going to have to give you a new name, Rob. Some sort of nickname. Don't know what yet, but we'll come up with something. And I am the Mr. Beal and Endor of fantasy football. Good night.